This is West Kent Radio. I'm Martin Webber. People in West Kent have been reflecting on the life of Queen Elizabeth II. I'm joined now by the Mayor of Southborough and High Brooms, Diane Hill. Diane, tell us your thoughts on what the Queen achieved.
I have to say the Queen, over a many, many years, a long reign, did achieve quite a lot of things that we don't really acknowledge. If we think that in 1952, when she came to the throne, it was very much a man's world. And if we think it was not until 1970 when the Equality Act came in, or 75 when we got the Sex Discrimination Act that came in, that women really had any sort of equality, although we're still fighting for it. But she had to fight those things. But I also think that maybe having the Duke of Edinburgh by her side was a big help towards her. But she was very young, and I wonder how many of us could actually, you know, have done that at such a young age, really, and with young children. But she's been admired and renowned throughout the world, actually, the Commonwealth countries. You know, we see the outpouring of love and devotion from Canada, say, and I know I have friends in America who are really upset about it all. And we see the flowers, and you know, she touched people's hearts in a way that I think we all grew up with her. And she just did lots of things for us that we really don't know how she opened things up for women with her children. It must have been difficult. Very difficult in, I mean, really, when you have young children, you just want to spend time with your children. But she had to go off around the world, and she always had that dignity about her.
So what did you think when you heard the sad news last week?
I think in the beginning, I don't think it really hit like, oh, the Queen's dead. Well, she's old and, you know, maybe we expected that. But I think it was the next day when it sort of hit and you thought, oh, wow, the Queen's died. We've only ever known the Queen. She's on our banknotes. She's everywhere. We've grown up with her. And she has, whether we liked it or not, she has been a part of our lives. So I felt quite saddened about it.
And how has the Town Council of Southborough and High Brooms been marking the news?
So on Thursday, our finance person went up Thursday evening to lower the flag to half mast, which, you know, has to be a third of the way down. And then we had to put it back up for the proclamation. And we had the condolence book. Of course, I mean, a couple of years ago, we went through the London Bridge procedure of what would happen if the Queen died. We had the book of condolence, which is in the foyer by the library at Southborough, for people to go and sign.
You also attended the proclamation at the Borough of Tunbridge Wells on Sunday. How important was that ceremony?
I think it's quite important, really, because although we say, oh, well, Charles is the king, but you need to put that out, a bit like a town crier in a way, isn't it? You know, you have to put that out to the people. And it was a very nice, simple service. Nothing like what we saw in London, which was unbelievable. No one does pageantry like we do.
As the mayor, you go out and talk to people quite a lot. Are they talking about the Queen?
I think for the first couple of days, people were a bit shell-shocked in a way. People do have stories to tell about the Queen. If it's like, oh, I was at the Kent show and I saw her and I waved to her. And I'm sure she waved back to me. You know, people have these stories. So, yeah, people are talking, and they will be talking for years about this, because she's 70 years. It's a long time, isn't it?
Diane Hill, Mayor of Southborough and High Brooms, thank you very much. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.